105.1 The Bull, the Ozarks Best Country. And we are very excited today because the Queen City Shout kicks off here in Springfield. It is a great event for a great cause, and we're talking with the man himself in charge of it, Eddie. Now, Eddie, some of our Bull Nation members may have never been to the Queen City Shout. What is the event all about?
Queen City Shout is a music, film, and art festival. We're in our 12th year. We have a two-part mission. Our slogan, or our mantra, if you will, is celebrate the arts, support poverty relief. So we are a not-for-profit festival. All the proceeds that we take in from ticket sales and merchandise is distributed amongst six nonprofits here in the Ozarks that support poverty relief.
Which nonprofits does Queen City Shout help out?
We've been working for several years now with six nonprofits. They include Community Partnership of the Ozarks, Harmony House, Isabel's House, The Kitchen, Great Circle, and OCAC.
Lots of great nonprofits right here in the Ozarks that really help out our community. So, Eddie, I've looked at the lineup, and there is a ton of stuff for everybody to do. But what is something that really stands out for you that you're looking forward to this year?
Well, we partnered with the Moxie this year, and they're bringing in the Bob Dylan documentary. I'm excited to go and check that out on Wednesday. You know, he's one of those artists that I think kind of runs the gamut genre-wise. So, you know, from folk to country to blues, just straight pop. So in terms of like a roots artist like that, that kind of, there's not much to say. Everything's been said about him. He's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to checking out that Bob Dylan documentary that they're bringing back. And that's the one they did years ago. I think it's from 67. Pennebaker is the director. But then obviously on the music side, my gosh, it's just kind of a smorgasbord of artists. There's several veteran artists that I always look forward to seeing every year. And then we've got several new acts. So for me and my wife, when we go down, once this thing gets rolling, it's kind of like being kids in a candy store. It's just like, you know, checking out all the different variety of music acts. It's amazing.
This is a great event for a great cause. Eddie, where are some of the locations for the Queen City Shout? Because it's kind of spread out.
This is our second year where we've actually been in three different barrios of the city. So we started up on C Street, and we'll continue to be up there. We'll be downtown as well, and we'll be over in the Roundtree District. So in three different areas. Up on C Street, there'll be music at Ruthie's. There'll be music at Lindbergh's Tavern. Nice. There'll be music at the Moon City Pub and also at the White River. And then downtown over by the Shrine at Holdfast Brewery. And then over there off Grant, Mother's Brewing is hosting music. And then in the Roundtree District, the Royal and Tie and Timber. There's a place off of Chestnut Expressway. The directions will be online, but the Sado 48 films will be showing at a place called Creative Endeavors. So that'll be one of the film venues outside of the Moxie.
Well, we're really excited for the event. Where can our Bull Nation get tickets and more details on the venues, who's playing, the films, and all the good stuff?
QueenCityShout.com, all one word, Queen City Shout. The daily schedule's up there for the music, the film, the art, tickets on there as well. And there's also a contribution button outside of the ticket sales. We run a GoFundMe that kind of goes alongside the whole time of the festival run. So if people, you know, feel like they can give a little bit more to help out the nonprofits, there's a button there for people to click through as well.
Well, we cannot wait for the Queen City Shout kicking off today, running through the 26th here in Springfield at different venues in the downtown area. Be sure to get your tickets and donate too at QueenCityShout.com. Eddie, thank you for joining us today. More of your favorites on the way next on 105.1 The Bull.